This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com around the country, around the world, actually. I see your phone calls. I will go to those ASAP. Right now, I'd like to bring to the airwaves Ed Mullins. He is the president of the New York Police Department Sergeants Benevolent Association. Ed, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for all that you're doing within the NYPD, Ed Mullins. Thanks to all the police officers listening now to hear what you have to say. Thank you for putting your lives on the line. And don't listen to what's coming out of City Hall, please. Don't listen to what's coming out of Albany, please. We appreciate what you're doing, and we'd like to publicly thank you for being the elite law enforcement agency that you are and for the fight that you do for the American people, Ed Mullins. How is that? Is that pragmatic and objective enough, sir? You know?
Well, I want to thank you for what you just said. I wish that more New Yorkers would go public and, you know, adopt that, say that, support that.
Man.
What's happening in New York City, yeah, and will be throughout the state, and if you remember, we warned everyone about bail reform, and no one listened, and they passed bail reform.
That's right.
Whatever the changes are that will come out of Albany, there'll be changes to policing. But there'll be drastic changes to the people who live and work in the city of New York. And the people who make up the majority here in New York can no longer sit silent. There's a storm coming their way. They may not understand it, but they need to pay attention. And I would encourage you to use the power of your show to educate the people of the city of New York, because this is just not an attack on reform. This is an attack on labor unions. The AFL-CIO is thinking of throwing out the International Union of Police Associations. We've seen it with Janus. It has downsized the labor unions. People are not joining in through private sector unions. The laws that will change in the city of New York are going to send the cops to other parts of the country. I understand that the numbers are somewhere between 300 and 600 who have already filed to retire. We will not be able to police the way in order to keep this city safe. Is there room for reform? Absolutely. Do we understand what's taking place? Absolutely. But the silent majority, the residents of this city who are enjoying the benefits of this city, need to become vocal. We are catering to 15% of a population, and that makes absolutely no sense that the majority is on the sideline.
Hey, Ed, what did you say? The AFL-CIO may not want the police organizations as part of the AFL-CIO?
That's
did you
correct.
Actually say that?
The International Union of Police Associations is a member of the AFL-CIO, and right now there is debate going on whether they should remain as a member of the AFL-CIO. Now, we saw about a year ago the Janus decision created, you know, openings for people to downsize unions. It's had an impact on private sector unions. It has not had an impact on police unions, but there is going to be a march toward breaking the unions. And people really better think about that. You know, we watched Nazis in Germany conquer Europe while everyone sat by.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's a drastic example to make a point. But you cannot sit silent if you enjoy the American dream, the freedoms of this country. And should that be available to everyone? Absolutely. There are many, many people in the African-American community who support the police. And make no mistake about it. And the people in these communities have been victimized. They've been victimized by crime. They've been victimized at times by bad cops. We know that there's bad cops. But no department in the world eats their own better than the NYPD. And for us to be making these changes because the mayor and the governor are sitting there trying to placate to the silent majority, I mean, to the small amount of people that are out there, makes no sense. You're going to see people leave the city.
It's true. And the police, when I talk to a young person who wants to be a cop, they don't want to go to New York. You know why? Not because of the political ramification, because you guys aren't paid enough. The cops in New York are not paid enough money. And now the disrespect that Mayor de Blasio has shown you in the police department of New York to say, we're going to take money away from the police and give it to another, I think, a wasted area, quote unquote, social services. You know what I would do in the middle of this? I would give the cops a raise and say thank you. Thank you for the stellar work that you've done through these riots.
There's not an elected politician in the state who has the courage to do that. And Joe, for the people who are out there thinking of becoming cops, for the moms, the husbands, the wives, that are sitting there, you know, with their spouses and children looking to be cops, I, after 38 years in the NYPD, who've seen almost everything, and as a kid from the city of New York, will tell them, do not let your children, your husbands, your wives, take this job in the NYPD or in law enforcement in the state of New York. It is detrimental to their life and to their well-being.
Yeah.
And for good people to sacrifice like that is totally wrong.
And it makes me chuckle. I mean, sadly, that they say the police are racist. If anyone ever showed up at one police plaza, I tell you, I've never seen ethnic diversity like or a mosaic of every walk of life that more so than I have at the police department of New York. I mean,
Kelly got no credit for making this the most diverse police department in the world. We have people, and we have people who have died who were born in Ghana. I mean, think of the outreach that's where we have people in this job from. And every day they go to work trying to do what's right, trying to help people of all colors. And, you know, someone said to me, you got to look at police work. It's like being at a barbecue. Everyone likes the sausage, but no one wants to see how it's made. At the end of the day, police work is ugly. And there is going to be times when things go bad. This department had nothing to do with what occurred in Minnesota. And what occurred in Minnesota is tragic, it's disgusting, and everyone is waiting to see what the outcome of that is. No one supports bad cops. Good cops don't support bad cops. But to paint everyone with the same brush, should we paint every elected official as corrupt because only a few have been indicted and sentenced to jail for taking money? Is that the way this world is supposed to operate? So the good people in this city need to get their voices out. They can no longer be afraid. They own real estate here. They have businesses here. They enjoy the benefits of the city. The government belongs to the people, and it's up to the people to speak, and they need to do it now.
Hey, so you're telling me, Ed Mullins, that we heard that about 800 police officers may indeed take retirement. That's a fact, or is that just rumor that we're hearing, sir?
I'm trying to get the confirmation of the numbers, but that's what I'm hearing. It's around the 300 to 600 mark. I spent the day yesterday in the Bronx, spoke to a lot of people who were telling me I got another year to go. I got a couple more months to go. I'm only staying here because I don't want to abandon my partners, the people to the left and to the right of me. But it's time to get out of the NYPD. And even worse, they're considering moving out of state because the state of New York is just not worth staying in anymore.
And that
is scary.
Think Commissioner O'Shea, Chief Monahan, were they planning to resign? We heard that as well, Ed Mullins.
Well, the rumors of what's occurring with the resignations have turned out to not be true as of this point. But I'm not a betting man, but I would be willing to bet that within the next 30 to 60 days, you will see both of them leave their post. Chief Monahan never belonged to be the chief of department. These, you know, riots that occurred in Soho, Fordham Road, everywhere throughout the city, he was in charge. We never deployed all the resources we had. The cops are now being blamed for force. We've had police vehicles set on fire. We had Molotov cocktails thrown into occupied police vehicles. We had cops with bricks. We just had cops shot and stabbed last week. And we did not deploy all the resources needed that were non-lethal resources to stop and protect the businesses and the small businesses in the city of New York. And I agree, we will agree with the mayor on this one if he makes Monahan leave, because Monahan should go. I honestly believe that Chief Commissioner Shea is trying to do what's right, and he's trying to balance, the orders from City Hall and between what he knows is right. But there's a point where you have to disobey an order if it's wrong, and that's not happening right now. And the cops in the street are the ones who are suffering, and we will survive it. The question is, will the people of the city of New York?
I know, and then I saw. We'll let you go, Ed. And we appreciate your fight for the police. And by the way, the phone lines are open. If you want to give us a chat, I unapologetically support the police. I don't know, maybe because I know the police personally, maybe because I'm the father of five children, and maybe I see firsthand what they went through in the riots of the 1960s, how the police were assassinated. And also, Ed, too, not to lose sight of, when you go to the quote-unquote stressed areas of America, and then you don't want the police there, there's going to be a single mom who's going to be domestically abused. There's going to be a child hurt. And they, to your point, Ed Mullins, are going to call 911, and there is going to be no one to show up in those communities. And also, I wanted to ask you this, Ed, before we go, Sergeant William Maher, run down, and thank God he made it, and he's doing okay. You're hearing it.
Intentionally run down because of the uniform he wears, and you have to ask yourself what is wrong with society. And what you just said about the people in the poorer, stressed neighborhoods. Think about when a person is shot. Most of the time, the people that are shot are engaged in criminal activity. Even they call 911. So
that's right.
Think about what we're doing. And you're counting on the men and women to go put their lives on the line, and now we're all expendable. Well, remember that we're that line between good and evil. And when you weaken that line, evil will return back to the residents of the city of New York, just like it did in the 70s and 80s. And I witnessed it firsthand.
Yeah, I know you're a fighter, Ed Mullins, but how before we let you go, you know, I don't even want to call him a police officer, but the person that killed Mr. Floyd, you know, I mean, and now he's going to court this morning, actually. How incensed does it make you when you see that kind of behavior and you know all the
good? It really, you know? Joe, it's disgusting because that person labeled every cop in America, maybe throughout the world, for his actions. And it is so untrue and unfair to do that to the police, that one incident, and the truth of the matter is, these incidents, although graphic and, you know, made public like we've never seen before, they are minimal compared to the amount of times that we are dealing with members of the public. Minimal. Police officers engage in violence, and our shootings, we shoot more people who are white than people who are African-American, and that is a fact according to statistics. But that officer that we're talking about in Minnesota has destroyed a nation on his behavior. And I'm dying to know what the real facts are to this case, what's the deep-seated interest in this case, but you think of how one person created this rippling effect, and people will say it's not just one person, and there's truth to that, that there's been other incidents, but we are painting everyone with the same brush, and that is wrong. That is tragic that this continues to happen, and the men and women who wear a uniform doing good jobs and serving the public and putting their lives on the line are being painted as criminals, as people that were not needed. Well, when you peel that back, be prepared for what comes your way. And you can quote me on that, Joe. Mark the date down. We will see 6 months, a year from now, what happens to the American public when we stop pulling back law enforcement.
Yeah, we so appreciate what you do, Ed. Bernard Kerik, former commissioner, is going to join us momentarily. But right now, we want to thank Ed Mullins. We want to thank the Sergeant Benevolent Association, and all the work that you're doing. Ed, thanks for fighting, man. And, you know, I'm objectively speaking here. I mean, I hear the criticisms. I understand that I'm old, Ed Mullins, man. I've seen it all. And we appreciate your fight. And I know the good work, the hard work that the men and women of the NYPD do. So we wish you Godspeed, Ed. And thanks for taking the time to join us this morning, my brother.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate everything you can do, but educate the public. That's most important. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Ed Mullins right there. And yes, indeed, Commissioner Bernard Kurek will join us, former commissioner of the NYPD. He will join us live momentarily. And you're welcome to call to agree with us or not. 877-970-2999. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.